I'll just say, yes, we do remember Japan and it is awful, but this is just for one day, so let's just enjoy it.
Well, if you're feeling a bit fed up of it all, how about this? A London ad agency is launching a range of products supporting the other royal wedding. What might that one be? Glyn Britton is from Albion. Morning, Glyn.
Hi, Annie.
Good morning. At the moment, most people are going to say, what other royal wedding?
Yeah, well, we thought the same. And then when we were looking online, we found out that Zara Phillips is marrying Mike Tindall.
Yes.
On the 30th of July.
Yeah.
And we thought it was a bit unfair, really, that Wills and Kate were getting all the attention and decided to do something about it.
So what are you doing to celebrate Zara and Mike's impending marriage?
Well, we started off with a range of T-shirts that say, I'd rather be at Zara and Mike's. With a little logo of a horse kicking a rugby ball.
Mm.
And we're going to extend that range. We're thinking of tea towels that say, you know, Zara and Mike never afraid to get dirty, or like royal wedding plates with the phrase plates will be licked at Zara and Mike's. We think their weddings just be a bit more down to earth, a bit more fun. It's the kind of couple you can imagine going to the pub with.
Why are you doing it?
Well, we're an advertising agency, but we like to just do our own projects as well. During the general election last year, we made the Slapometer, which was a website that let people express their dissatisfaction with the leaders. And also, we just think it's a kind of British thing to support the underdog. And
yes.
This is the underdog royal wedding.
Have you given any thought to the fact that Zara and Mike are rather relishing the fact that there is a bigger wedding that's taking the attention away from there so they can just get on with it and do it the way they want? It could be you're doing them a huge disservice, you realise this.
Yeah, well, I think we're trying to keep it in perspective, and it's great that our little campaign is getting picked up, but it's unlikely to eclipse what happens on Friday, I think.
Yes, so you're not trying to sow discord in the royal family?
Oh, God, no. We're far from us to do that, no.
Yeah. Well, it should be good, although, obviously, from any advertiser's point of view, the events on Friday have got to be heaven sent, really.
Yes, I guess so. Load of brands picking up on it, but we haven't really seen much with real imagination. And
have you not? Have you been disappointed by the lack of imagination then?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's nothing that really stands out. There's a lot of kind of kitsch, fake memorabilia and stuff like that, but I don't think anybody's done anything truly original with it. And I suppose we've opted out by choosing the other royal wedding to focus on.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I'm getting press releases through all the time, and there's one here that's just come through. It says, please find attached press release on how to achieve Kate Middleton's hair using products.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, there you go. I'm clearly missing out on life. I take it you haven't had an invite to either wedding?
No, I think the postal service must be a bit slow there, but... There's time for Zara and Mike to invite us if you like.
Well, it can go either way for you, frankly, Glyn. They'll be loving you for bringing it into the public domain. On the other hand, they're saying, stop it, we don't want this attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to send a load of T-shirts to Mike's colleagues at Gloucester Rugby Club.
Oh,
hopefully it'll get to them, and we'll see what they think of it.
Yeah, there's bound to be a photo shoot somewhere. And will you be watching on Friday?
I'm actually going to be attending a street party in the village where I live.
So, you're going to be...
The club, maybe, but I'll be wearing my Mike and Zara T-shirt.
Of course you will. Glyn, thanks very much indeed.